Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, where I explore the science of health, human performance, and ultimate potential. My name is Dr. Greg Wells, and I'm a scientist with a PhD in human physiology. I have served as a professor in kinesiology at the University of Toronto and as a scientist in translational medicine at SickKids Hospital. I've also worked with dozens of Olympic-level athletes through the Canadian Sports Centre Network. In this podcast, I do my best to take complex research and make it understandable and actionable for you to improve your health and well-being and perform to your true potential at whatever it is that you care about the most. In each show, I chat with leading experts in the field of productivity, sleep, nutrition, physiology, and psychology, as well as some of the most exceptional performers across all disciplines. Together, we explore the amplifiers that propel us towards high performance and overcome the obstacles that challenge us. Ultimately, I want to share 1% gains that can make a massive difference in your life. Thank you for listening in, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. Let me know your thoughts and comments on social at Dr. Greg Wells. All right, let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's great to be with you, and thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the podcast. Really excited to have you here and to share with you the final section of my presentation from the Epic Summit on from languishing to thriving. I talk about people, places, and pursuits, finish with a little piece of music. We actually start with a question on alcohol, so it's pretty funny. And this is just all about getting back to joy, happiness, and creating more magic moments in our life coming out of this global pandemic. So without any further delays, let's dig into it. Please enjoy my presentation, the final section of my presentation at the Epic Summit. And let me know what you think on social at Dr. Greg Wells. Can't wait to hear from you. All right, no further delays. Let's dig into it. Enjoy. Who's felt like this in the last 3 years? Every single person in the room. It's like, yes, please change the scene. Sure, I'll change the scene. It's happened to our kids. That's Adam. Breaks my heart having seen him like this. Over and over and over again. Destroys my soul. I can't stand it. I'm so done with this. I'm so done with it. It's time for us to thrive again. Create an environment where we have the opportunity to grow, to be together, to experience joy and happiness, and leverage our strengths to have a positive impact upon the world. But we are being held back by the fact that we are exhausted and burned out and overwhelmed. And here's how this works. This is the performance versus time relationship. What happens to us is that we experience a certain level of ability to perform on a consistent basis. And we get stressed. We do work. Something happens to us. And you get tired. Totally cool. No big deal. It happens. This is a normal experience for us. Under normal circumstances, we then rest. You go to work. You come home at night. You have a meal. You get some sleep. You return back to baseline. This is what normally happens for humans. If you allow yourself enough time, you recharge to slightly above the level that you were before. Imagine lifting weights. You get stressed. You break down muscle tissue. You are broken down. You are stressed. You are fatigued. If you rest, your body rebuilds itself just a little bit stronger than it was before. Right? That's how we get stronger. In endurance training, it's you do a run, you rest, your mitochondria rebuild themselves, and you get fitter. Mentally, we do work. We practice training our cognition, we do tasks, you get tired, the brain rebuilds itself to be slightly stronger than it was before. That's Alex Auerbach's work with the Raptors, helping them to recover and regenerate more quickly mentally. So this is what we're trying to accomplish. That is called adaptation. That is what I, as a physiologist, work on. That's what we try to do. We stimulate positive adaptation. That's what I want for the entire world moving forwards. The challenge that we've been faced with for the last little while is that there just simply hasn't been enough time. Think about it. COVID. Then the next thing comes, and the next thing comes, and the next thing comes, and the next thing comes. It's been relentless, and we haven't been able to recover and regenerate fast enough. And as a result, well, in addition to that, making things exponentially worse is that we're living like this, where we take a break by doom scrolling through social. Or you think that you're gonna take a break from work and you're gonna go check your email, or take a break from work and you're gonna go, like, it's just relentless. And so we never get back to baseline. That's called overwhelm. When you don't have enough time to get back to baseline, we feel overwhelmed. If that happens over and over and over and over and over again, we end up on this downward trajectory towards being burned out, which data shows roughly to 40, 50% of our population is experiencing right now. That's you, that's your clients, that's your families, that's your colleagues. This is our world, and we need to get things going on a different trajectory. I want us to focus on getting back to baseline by practicing all of these ideas that I've shared with you so far today. I want us to get back above baseline and actually positively adapt. And I want you to build these practices into your life consistently, and we start to layer them one on top of each other. This happens faster and faster and faster. That was my job as a physiologist with Olympic team athletes. Stress them, help them to recover and regenerate, do that faster than any other country in the world, get on the podium. I've been trying to share with you today a single idea that will enable you to do this over and over and over again. That's the simple idea of mitochondria, because it is the source of life. It is the challenge with every single chronic disease. It enables us to do everything we do physically. It enables us to do everything that we do mentally as well. So to make this happen, to help you thrive, to ensure that we move forwards together over the next 12 months and we get ourselves onto a trajectory of growth, we actually make progress, we return to thriving again, health, well-being, thriving, I would love for you to consider three key things: people, places, and pursuits. But let's start with people. Stu mentioned it earlier. I want you to be very clear leaving here today and over the next 6 weeks leading into 2023. Who are the people that you want to spend more time with? Who is your dream team? I first encountered the dream team concept at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. I was there with CTV when I was 21 years old. All my friends made the Olympics. I didn't. I got to go with television. I had more fun than they did. And I saw the dream team, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, come together. That's the dream team concept. You're surrounding yourself with excellence, coming out of a period of time where we have been social distancing. I'm not against masks. They absolutely save lives. It's just physics. Don't want to get into any of that. We did what we needed to do. Fair enough. Now what are we going to do moving forwards? We are going to recover from the fact that this is how my children have been existing for the last little while. And come, it's okay that you're wearing a mask, Alex. Don't get the Raptors sick. Thank you. They got to beat the Raptors, the Lakers tonight, right? I'm 100% in favor of like being careful. And when I go to the hospital for sick children, I wear a mask. Like, I'm still super responsible about this sort of stuff. But it did take a toll. And coming out of this, everyone has been, our relationships have been challenged. Here's some really cool data. This shows the relationship between various different factors and decreased mortality. And the factors that have the greatest association, the highest association with longer lifespan are social connections. How strong are your social connections determines largely how long you live. It's an incredibly powerful influencer on this. So let's re-strengthen those social connections. Let's rebuild our dream teams. Let's rebuild our communities like this one, where we can come together, be safe, be encouraging, take care of each other, challenge each other, support each other, and reach our potential. These social relationships are stronger even than quitting smoking. Peter. quitting alcohol. Doing cardiac rehab after a heart attack. And even stronger than exercise. Like, I'm an exercise physiologist. As far as I'm concerned, exercise solves everything, right? I could have skipped the workout and gone for a beer with my buddies and been better off, according to this research. But point being is that I just want you to consider that our social connections really, really matter right now. We really need to come back together and figure out who's on our dream team. So here's what I would like you to do for the next 2 minutes, 3 minutes. In your journals, I'd like you to brainstorm some people who you want to spend more time with in the next 12 months. Who's your dream team? Who are the people that are going to elevate you? Who are the people that are going to help you reach your dreams, and you help them reach their dreams. People who make you happy, people that bring you joy, people that bring you positivity. I'll give you 3 minutes. All right, you guys are awesome. Anyone feel like sharing someone that they're gonna, like, just, you don't need to name names, but just like the person or the influence that you're going to seek out or a reconnection that you want to make? Is anyone comfortable sharing with that? I realize it's kind of personal. Yes?
I want my grandma now.
Oh, cool. That's the best. All right, we're done.
Yeah.
So beat that, anyone, seriously. No, just kidding, that was great. Thank you. Anyone else?
For me, I had a goal last year of stay close to those who feel like sunshine. And so now I'm just kind of, that's my gauge, is do you feel like sunshine, yes or no? And then just stay close to those people.
Love it. Stay close to sunshine. Love it. Cool. And it doesn't all have to happen at once, right? You can do like one now, one in 3 months. Like, you know, like it doesn't all have to happen at once.
Yeah, for me, it's the bucket fillers, right? There's people in your life who, you know, remove good stuff and good health.
Yeah.
Good, but you need to have those bucket fillers.
Right. Everything. Yeah. For Adam, my son, who's, you know, this big, one of his bucket fillers is actually Kevin. Because Kevin took him fishing this summer, and he thought that was like the greatest thing on earth. I have no idea what's going on. I just sit in the boat. But so it's like amazing to have all of these connections. Am I okay to keep going? Yeah, we're good. All right, you guys are doing great. Only two more things to do, and then we're done. the next thing around ensuring success, thriving for next year is to identify your, oh, hugs. Love this. I was going to dive down and join in on that, but we'll do that later. We'll do that later. I want you to think about your places. So this, in 2003, I graduated from my PhD here at U of T, handed in my thesis, and was instantly unemployed because apparently once you have a doctorate, very few people will actually hire you. So I had 5 months off, so I grabbed my bike and I went to Africa, and I cycled from Cairo to Cape Town, 11,000 kilometers. It was before the internet, so it was like completely disconnected from everyone, and it was one of the most incredible, spectacular adventures and journeys, highest highs, lowest lows, completely transformative and absolutely amazing. And when I got to the end of that trip, having cycled all through the savannas of Kenya and Ethiopia and Tanzania, and I actually wore a cycling jersey and shorts that were like zebra pattern through that, anyway, just because it would made for a great photo. And got to the end of it, and I was single. I had no possessions because I'd just been in grad school for 5 years, and I'd gotten rid of everything before I left. I literally owned a bicycle and a tent, and I gave the tent away. So I owned a bike, which was falling apart, so I gave that away too. I literally had nothing, I had no possessions. And at the end of that trip, I was like, I am going to someday bring my family back here. I didn't even have a girlfriend at the time. And we are going to go on safari. I'm going to bring them back to Africa and have that incredible experience. And this August, I was able to pull that off. It was so cool to see your kids with that like level of fascination, right? It was just absolutely amazing. The crocodile ripping apart the baby hippo in front of Adam, maybe not so good, but I was like blood flying through the air and people were screaming. It was like really quite intense. But afterwards, we went to an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean off the coast of Somalia, where Stu actually texted me one day. He's like, where are you? And I sent him a screenshot. And it was like literally a dot in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and the only country you could see is like Somalia. He's like, you're an idiot. I was like, yeah, but I'm here with my family, and that's Adam exploring. So like places, right? Like just moments of magic that we can create. For me, that's travel. For you, it could be at home, in your living room. Doesn't matter. For me, it's travel. And actually, one night, if we could turn down the lights a little bit, while we were literally in that exact spot, I had the chance to come out on the beach with the kids, and we saw, like, that's an iPhone photo. Crazy. It was unbelievable. Seven, like, hundreds of kilometers from the nearest town. And just to show you how crazy bright the Milky Way was, that's Adam on that same tree. Like, can you just imagine what that's like for... If you ask Adam now, what was the best thing about Africa? The stars. Thankfully, not the crocodile, right? But we have the opportunity to create magic. And in addition to the people that help you to rise, there are places that help you to rise as well. When I am in Toronto, first thing in the morning, it is on my paddleboard as the sun comes up. I also love the mountains. I love being in the mountains. For you, it may be your cottage. It could be Dr. James Rouse's red chair that he has. It is treehouse. It could be absolutely anywhere. It can also be somewhere with specific people. This is Adam playing with Sarah Gilkes's daughter off the coast of Vancouver Island two summers ago. Like, there's amazing things that can happen in amazing places. So I'd also love for you right now to think just a moment about where are the places that bring you energy? Where are the places you want to spend more time next year? I'll give you 3 minutes. Good. Give me some examples. This should be easier to say than people. Who's got some? Where do you love to be? Where's your magic energy spark? Your Tofino. Vortex? Tofino? Yeah. Anywhere else?
Revy.
Let's go. I'm going on Monday. Yeah.
On the trail in Algonquin Park.
Trail in Algonquin Park. Magic.
Home.
Can't wait to bring my kids to come hang out with you guys down there. All right. Sweet. Anyone else? Lake of the Woods, magical spot, except my Apple Watch is on the bottom of the lake right by your cottage. But anyway.
Any national park.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Hanging out with you at a cottage.
Right on. We had an incredible time. Like, Stu, you're going to have to transition from camp to, right, Leela? I know that's been a big part of your life, so finding your new space is going to be pretty interesting for you. Sorry, buddy, did I speak? You're like, where's my crying? I was like, there, just gotcha. So we're going to help Stu through that transition as well. I've got one last thing that I wanted to share with you here, and it's around your pursuits. So we got people, places, and pursuits. And so for me, I love pushing the limits, right? I love exploring. I love climbing. I love the mountains. I absolutely love public speaking. I love doing what I'm doing right now. I can't believe that this is my job. It's incredible. And I really, really, really love giving my children incredible experiences. Like that's Adam swimming in the ocean off Seychelles with the turtle. He didn't see the shark. There was one. You know, just leave that going. Ingrid saw the shark. And that's what it's all about for me, is just creating magic moments, exploring the world, learning, sharing it with others. And so the last thing that I'm going to ask you to do before we shut things down and summarize is just to think about, for 2023, moving forwards, what are the pursuits that elevate you? What are we going to be doing more of? What are we going to install into our lives? What are your pursuits? I'll give you like just 60 seconds. Just drop down just a few of those, and then we'll wrap things up. Right on. Anyone want to just fire a couple out there? One out there? One.
Writing.
Writing? Love it.
Stages.
Stages. Nice. More sunrises. Sunrises and sunsets.
We call it filler family adventures. Until he goes off to college, it's like, I want to build as many as I can before he goes.
Fabulous. So cool. Savor the time with your kids. Just be present, right? 100% there.
After some healing, traveling again, the kids have done, lucky enough to go traveling with them a lot in adventures, and they're asking when our next one is.
Nice. So more adventures with the family.
Advocating for a more tender world.
Advocating for a more tender world. My God, do we ever need that? We're good? Is that helpful?
Yes.
Breathe, move, energize, thrive. Simple ideas, 3 to 4 ideas for each one of those. Just to summarize everything that we've spoken about today, I talked about breath work, talked about the breath of calm, box breathing, the physiological sigh, but the key thing there just being the long, slow exhale, right? Just like the power of breath. We also talked about exercise. We talked about habitual physical activity. Steps is the most important thing, 3 to 5 times 45 per week. We talked about moving to perform, sparking the brain to enable you to function. But the ultimate thing really is just like move your body. It's not rocket science, right? Like really straightforward, simple stuff. And we talked about energy and practicing hormesis and ideas like nutrient density and balance and moderation, hydration. But ultimately, we're just looking for balance, right? Like just looking for hormetic agents that make us a little bit better. A little bit of heat, a little bit of hot, a little bit cold, right? A little bit of stress, lots of recovery. Around thriving, we talked about creating your dream team, your people, your places, and your pursuits. So ultimately, that's just like, how are we going to leverage ourselves moving forwards and ensure that we have more moments like this one in our lives, which is my family on the beach a couple summers ago in Tofino with Sarah Gilks' family as well. So all of that's the idea. That's what we tried to share with you today, just try to give you some very practical tools that you could use to move forwards. I've got today's slides for you. Everything that I spoke about today is the foundation of my new book. It comes out in April. It's called Powerhouse. We'll make sure that all of you guys, thank you. Hope that this was helpful for you. We'd love for everyone to download our new app. I'll make sure that this gets pushed out to all of you. If you want to check that out, I'll walk you through it. And all the resources are here for you. So if you want to download slides and all that sort of stuff, it's all there. So grab a snapshot of that, get that link. We'll also push that out to all of you. I have one more thing. Let's just breathe. So much of moving forward is going to revolve around our ability to let go of the past, to give ourselves a ton of grace, to love ourselves, and to move forwards deliberately, to build practices, to reach our true human potential, to unleash our talents upon the world, to help people. And something happened this year, which was just incredible. It's the perfect example of someone who's gone through something horrific, losing their dad, and then having the opportunity to take everything that their dad's taught them in front of 60,000 people to absolutely unleash an incredible performance, which I'm so happy to show you. It's Shane Hawkins playing at his dad's tribute concert. So let's watch that.
Now, we've got the little guy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one more drummer that's gonna come up and play with us tonight. Let me tell you, I don't think I've ever seen anyone hit the drums as hard as this person. But beyond that, he's a member of our family, and he needs to be here tonight with all of us. And I think it makes sense that he's going to come up and play with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. Shane Hawkins on the drums. Shane starts his song. Thank you.
You guys are all my heroes. Thank you. You guys are all my heroes. Thank you so much for your attention. I hope that I've been of service. You're all the best. Love you so much. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Dr. Greg Wells Podcast. If you found this show informative and helpful, check out my blog at drgregwells.com for additional insights and resources on health and human performance. I update the blog a couple times a month. To stay up to date on the latest tips, articles, and videos, be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Greg Wells. My goal on social is to keep your health and wellness and positivity at the forefront of your mind, and so I would be thrilled to connect with you there. If you found this episode helpful, please consider subscribing to the podcast. That helps us out a ton. And leave a review. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and helps me to continue to produce valuable content that's relevant to all of you. Please feel free to share this episode with your friends and community. That helps a ton as well. And that brings this week's show to an end. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Have a great week, everyone.